I listened to a man give a fourth day talk last night, and I had a science lesson, a mathematics lesson, and a physics lesson all about serving God and how God works in many ways. And it was really neat. It was a little long, but it was really neat. But it was really a lot of fun. And I hate that I missed the main part of it because there was no air on in that sanctuary. And the more I sat there, all of a sudden I got hotter and hotter. And when I get hot with this stuff, it starts making you tickle in your throat, and that's the end of it. It's when I go to coughing, and it sounds like the world's coming to an end. So there you go. Ezekiel, the 37th chapter, verses 1 through 14, says, "The valley of dry bones. The hand of the Lord came upon me and brought me out of the spirit of the Lord and set me down in the middle of a valley, and it was full of bones. And he led me all around them. There were very many lying in the valley, and they were very dry. And he said to me, 'Mortal, can these bones live?' And I answered, 'O Lord God, you know.' Then he said to me, 'Prophesy to these bones and say to them, O dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Thus says the Lord God to these bones, I will cause breath to enter into you, and you shall live. I will lay sinews on you and will cause flesh to come upon you and cover you with skin and put breath in you, and you shall live. And you shall know that I am the Lord.' So I prophesied as I had been commanded, and as I prophesied, suddenly there was a noise, a rattling, and the bones came together, bone to its bone. And I looked, there were sinews on them, and flesh had come upon them, and skin had covered them, and there was no breath in them. And then he said to me, 'Prophesy to the breath, prophesy, mortal, and say to the breath, Thus says the Lord God, Come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe upon these slain, that they may live.' Now I prophesied as he had commanded me, and the breath came into them, and they lived, and they stood on their feet, a vast multitude of them. And then he said to me, 'Mortal, these bones are the whole house of Israel. And they say, Our bones are dried up, and our hope is lost. We are cut off completely. Therefore prophesy and say to them, Thus says the Lord God, I am going to open your graves and bring you up from your graves, O my people, and I will bring you back to the land of Israel. And you shall know that I am the Lord when I open your graves and bring you up from your graves, O my people. I will put my spirit within you, and you shall live, and I will place you on your own soil. And then you shall know that I, the Lord, have spoken and will act, says the Lord." This is the word of our Lord for us, his children, this day. Thanks be to God. Let us pray. Oh, Lord, we do thank you for your word, and we thank you, Lord, for your prophet Ezekiel this day, and we ask, Lord, your blessings upon this time that is at hand, that you just allow our words this day, my words, be upon those ears that need to hear it, and allow us, Lord, to serve you in all that we do. And, Lord, let us know that when we feel like we are in the valley of death, when we are there looking at the dry bones, that it is then, Lord, that you put life back into us. So, Lord, this day, allow us to see that. And allow us to see the words that Mr. Ray read this morning from John's Gospel. The Lord, to know that Lazarus had been in the grave for 4 days. And it's one of his sisters said, "Lord, surely he stinketh by now because he's been there." And the Lord basically said, "You have to have faith. Do you not believe that the Son of Man will rise again? Do you not believe that I have asked to put life back in him, that he will come forth?" So, Lord, this day, as we look at these two passages, allow us your grace and your mercy as we meditate on dry bones and resurrection. Be with us now. It's in your name I pray. Amen.